he saw two strange beings creep out of the tall bracken near him. They were rabbits like himself, but quite furry and brand new. They must have been very well made, for their seams didn't show at all, and they changed shape in a queer way when they moved. One minute they were long and thin, and the next minute fat and bunchy, instead of always staying the same like he did. They stared at him, and Little Rabbit stared back, and all the time their noses twitched. "Why don't you get up and play with us?" one of them asked. "I don't feel like it," said the rabbit, for he didn't want to explain that he had no clockwork. "I don't believe you can." "I can. I can jump higher than anything," he meant when the boy threw him, but of course he didn't want to say so. "Can you hop on your hind legs?" That was a dreadful question, for the Velveteen Rabbit had no hind legs at all. He sat still in the bracken and hoped that the other rabbits wouldn't notice. "I don't want to," he said again, "but the wild rabbits have very sharp eyes." And this one stretched out his neck and looked. "He hasn't got any hind legs." And he began to laugh. I have got hind legs. I'm sitting on them. "Then stretch them out and show me like this." And he began to whirl about and dance. I'd rather sit still. But all the while he was longing to dance, for a funny new tickly feeling ran through him, and he felt he would give anything in the world to be able to jump about like these rabbits did. The strange rabbit stopped dancing and came quite close. "He doesn't smell right. He isn't a rabbit at all. He isn't real." "I am real. I am real. The boy said so." And he nearly began to cry. Just then there was a sound of footsteps, and the boy ran past near them, and with a stamp of feet and a flash of white tails, the two strange rabbits disappeared. "Come back and play with me. Oh, do come back. I know I am real." But there was no answer. The Velveteen Rabbit was all alone.